Welcome to the Meet the People podcast, a podcast which takes you inside Atlas Copco and interviews some of our great people who make it happen.
Welcome to another edition of Meet the People. I always say I'm looking forward to them, and today is no exception. Today, I'm here to interview one of our salespeople that works with our larger machines, known as the oil-free division inside Atlas Copco. So we're talking about the large 100 horsepower plus compressors and installation systems. And the man we're going to talk to today is Danilo. So Danilo, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. It's our absolute pleasure to have you on today. And if you could, if we just start a little bit. So let's go back in time. You know, tell us a little bit about your journey to talking to us today. You know, in the US, you're based in Houston, of course. You've just completed an internal move. So just tell us a little bit about you and your journey.
And I started working at Atlas Copco Philippines as oil-free air product sales engineer from year 2000 up to 2008. So it's 8 years. Then I came here in the USA year 2008 and started working with Atlas Copco West Region as combo sales, and later became industrial air sales manager.
Very nice. And now you've just transferred across to Houston.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to making great contributions to the South Region team and helping the company become even more successful. It will be a new venture for me, so I'm looking forward to explore all the large customers in Houston, Texas, especially oil and gas market, petrochemicals, power, and other industries.
So, Danilo, you're one of my colleagues that you've worked for Atlas Copco on two continents then, right? You worked firstly in Asia, in the Philippines, and now in the United States. That's correct?
Yeah, yes.
So if we go back to the Philippines originally, if you could tell us what made you originally choose Atlas Copco, and then what was one of your drivers from moving from the Philippines across to the United States?
Yeah, just to tell you briefly, I have a former colleague who I worked with, Anderson Enhauser, back then. Then he worked with Atlas Copco Philippines and encouraged me to apply for oil-free sales engineer at Atlas Copco Philippines. He told me all about Atlas Copco Group and its affiliates and the way the company operates and how good they treat their employees, which gave him more growth in his career and developed his skills. So I choose Atlas Copco because it is a great company to work for. Not only do they offer great benefits to employees, compensation, career growth, but also because of its product innovation. I really admire the mission and values of the company. And you know, Atlas Copco is global, so there are also always great opportunities to continue career growth wherever you decide to live and settle. In fact, there were 50 applicants for the position I applied in the Philippines. So I really feel lucky and very proud that I got the job, and very grateful that Atlas Copco gave me the opportunity.
I think the pleasure's been all ours, Danilo. I know very much of your sales success. You've been a massive contributor to the business. How would you describe, like, if you were talking, if somebody asked you, like, describe Atlas Copco to me, so from a culture standpoint, and you, of course, touched on a few things in the answer you just given, but how would you explain Atlas Copco's culture to a friend or colleague or anybody that asked you?
Yeah, for me, the culture of Atlas Copco is amazing. The three core values of commitment, interaction, and innovation gave me the guidance to be a better person and employee. I feel Atlas Copco is my second home. I feel very proud working with Atlas Copco Group. It helped me develop my personality and confidence. Atlas Copco caring culture and leading edge technology enabled me to innovate for a sustainable future. The company has a multicultural people with different ethnicities like me from different countries. I feel a sense of belonging here as they treated me very well since day one. I also feel very blessed to have amazing bosses. Their support is always instrumental in my success and growth.
That's so nice to hear, Danilo. As I said, you know, you've been such an asset to the team. You mentioned there a few things. If you could be humble for a second, and if I ask you to date, what is your proudest achievement, let's say, within Atlas Copco?
Yeah, so I have so many things that I am proud of the last 17 years working with Atlas Copco. But the reason most to date was the accomplishment I did on selling the first CR VSD Plus premium oil-free compressor in the USA. I got a prize going to a race in Houston with Atlas Copco management. And second thing, I also sold the first two-unit largest NGP 2800 plus nitrogen generator amounting to $1.3 million. These units are huge and state-of-the-art technology. I was able to show to the customer the benefits and efficiency of the latest innovative products for our nitrogen generator. So, working with Atlas Copco empowered me to drive my own professional journey.
No, I love the VSD Plus. Yes, I almost forgot about that one, Danilo. That's a great achievement. I think you sold it 6 months before launch without a brochure, without a price list, almost without anything, right?
Yeah.
You know, a question I like to sneak in sometimes. You know, you've been with a group, I think you said originally you started in 2000. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So if you went back in time and, you know, knowing what you know now, what would be your best advice to yourself 21 years ago when you joined? Like, and if somebody was joining us tomorrow, what would be your best advice to them as they join and they start their journey?
Yeah, for me, my advice is to be yourself. When you work with a company like Atlas Copco, Just work your best, hard work, your dedication, and you will meet your goal and be good. Right now, since I got the job transfer in Texas last September 1st, yeah, actually I'm really looking forward to another success story in the South region, and I'm excited to making great contributions to the team and helping the company become even more successful. So, you know, it's a great success I did with the West region and surpassed my goal as a AIF sales manager. Then I want to continue doing that also in South region. So I can tell to anyone that I'm very proud working with that Atlas Copco group.
Would you, you know, and I know you fairly well now, Danilo, and are working together. I mean, you're somebody that loves a challenge, I think it's fair to say.
Oh, yeah. I love challenge. And it always developed my personality, meeting all the challenges in life, especially working with Atlas Copco. So since day one, I've been a hardworking and smart person, then contributing a lot and meeting every year all my goals.
Yeah, really good. Danilo, I think just about all we got time for today. It was a great interview. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Thanks very much for your insight. Thank you very much for all you do with us. And, you know, best of luck in Houston. We're sure it's another one where you're going to be hugely successful. But for today, Danilo, thank you very much for joining the podcast, and we wish you all the success for the future.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's my pleasure. You have a great day.